We are now joined by, if you would approach the microphone, please, Representative Purcell. Representative Christy Purcell.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you and I were texting last night briefly. It was your birthday, so you had a happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. I heard I heard there was mention made yesterday. I sadly was in St. Paul all day, but thank you for
well,
the
wishes. You're welcome. But I texted you, and I asked you a question which you didn't answer, so I'm going to put you on the spot right now. when do you intend to announce your candidacy for United States Senate, and will you be reserving some time on KYMN to do so?
Do not hold your breath, Rich Larson. Do not do that. I don't recommend that for your health.
I just thought it kind of sounded like it was like it was suddenly the vogue thing to do in St. Paul yesterday, because people were just after Senator Wells announced that Tita Smith. My God, Tita Wells.
Did Logan get a promotion?
Well, that day is coming. Don't kid yourself.
Oh, I know.
Right? Yeah. But Senator Smith announced that she was not going to run, and suddenly Lieutenant Governor Flanagan was running. Ilhan Omar is running. There's a very solid rumor that Governor Walz is going to run.
I think he said he would not rule it out.
Yes.
I've heard Karen Housley and Julia Coleman over in the Senate chamber.
Yep.
Yeah, that all happened pretty quickly. I have to say, I mean, Tina Smith is a professional hero of mine.
Yep.
So she deserves to retire. She's had a long career of public service and really like being a very people-centered politician.
Yes.
The seat she sits in has previously been held by the likes of Al Franken and Paul Wellstone.
Yep.
So I really, this to me is like the people's seat.
Yeah.
And she has represented that so beautifully that I am very sad about the news.
Yeah.
Again, like, I wish her all the best. She gets to retire and chillax a little, I hope. But it was very, you know, mixed feelings. And then, yes, quite quickly, then Lieutenant Governor Flanagan threw her hat in the ring. Yes, the Walz had not ruled it out. I didn't know about Congresswoman Omar.
Yep.
I imagine more people will potentially throw their hat in the ring on both sides of the aisle, and then there'll be a process for getting an endorsed candidate. I don't know how, like, at what point that happens.
I would imagine it's you know, things begin in earnest a year from now.
A year, yeah. So,
you know.
Yep, because last time around, I was campaigning with our other U.S. Senator, Amy Klobuchar.
Right.
So that's why I was like, oh, right. So then Senator Smith must be up in the 2 years, because they alternate.
You are on friendly terms with the lieutenant governor, who in my mind is sort of the odds on favorite. Because I'm not 100% convinced that the governor is going to run. So in my mind, it's Peggy Flanagan's going to be our next governor. Senator Smith has been very gracious in offering herself up and giving us her time whenever she's got an initiative that she is wanting to talk about. I hope you'll put in a good word with the lieutenant governor for when she becomes senator for us too.
Wow. I certainly am not in the business of making predictions, but you seem like you've got a pretty firm grasp on.
I from 2 years out, of course, I know who's going to win.
We know exactly what the world is going to look like in 2 years from now.
It's going to be on fire. Anyway, so Representative Purcell, let's get down to what you've been up to this past week. How has it been? What's the mood been like in St. Paul this week?
Well, it's so interesting because it feels very familiar and it feels very different. It definitely was like first week of school vibes.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, finding which rooms the committees are in and how long does it take to get from the Centennial Office building in the tunnels through the Judicial Center up to the Capitol, all of which the last portion feels like it's like a 45 degree angle slope up.
Yeah.
Mm. So just trying to navigate.
God bless you. God bless you.
Me. So it was very like first week of school vibes.
Yeah.
So a combination of like some excitement. You know, we did like introductions at the beginning of every, I was going to say class, every committee of, you know, your name, your district. And I'm on three committees this time around. Only one is the same committee as last year, but there's new people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and new chairs. So even with the familiar, you know, I'm on the environment committee again. There are some returning members, which we have a rapport and a dynamic and a relationship. And then there's brand new people, both on the Democratic side and on the Republican side.
Right.
So it's been just really interesting to kind of like, oh, what are people's issues? What are people's jam? Mm-hmm. Like, where are folks going to come at different topics? So,
sure.
Yeah. So it was cool. It was cool. I would say the vibe is a combination of like, kind of excitement of like, okay, we're hitting the ground running. There's now been not quite 900 bills introduced.
Wow.
There were more than 500 introduced yesterday. There was 300 Monday. So there's that. There is definitely still a lot of like upset feelings.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans are mad at us because we didn't come for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and we're mad at them for setting up an illegal government. And so there's definitely like that undertone. Of course, I didn't experience 2 years ago because we kind of got started right away, and there was a clear majority and minority, and so things sort of proceeded as usual.
Right.
2 years ago.
Right. Okay. So with the shorter time now and all these bills there's a process that a bill has to go through. It has to have X amount of hearings before such and such date. How's that working? Have things been expedited here? What are we looking at? Okay.
No.
What is the date?
Well, so right now Republicans have a functional majority. Mm-hmm. They have a one seat, plurality mm-hmm. in the House. And so they're taking this moment to introduce all of their messaging bills.
Mm-hmm.
So these are, in my view, very extreme bills.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a snowball's chance to pass off the House floor because you need 68 votes to pass something from our chamber and then send it to the Senate for them to pass and then to the governor to sign. So instead of working on things that will eventually make it over the finish line, during these 4 weeks that they will continue to have a one-seat majority, we're hearing a lot of Republican messaging bills for presumably the next election. So, unfortunately, I'm hoping that changes. You know, this is the first full week of committees, and they're big mad about bills that, you know, we were able to pass the last 2 years. So a lot of these bills are just like repealing the progress we made the last 2 years. And like they get to do that, but unfortunately, it feels like that's not helping us towards those budget deadlines that will be looming.
Yeah. All right.
So, do you feel like, as a whole, maybe this is a hard question to answer, but like as a whole, do you feel like all of the Republican Party is kind of just trying to undo the work, or is it just like kind of a select group, or is it 50-50? Like, do you feel like there's some maybe dissent even amongst their party of like, this isn't really productive, you know?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think there's like, you know, if you have 67 or 66 members, there's a whole spectrum of the ideology that we come from on the DFL side, and that there certainly exists on the other side. It's been interesting to sort of watch how things play out. And there were two reluctant votes to select Lisa Daymuth as the speaker. They needed every vote. And so she, you know, secured every vote from her party. But this week now it's looking like, and then those two people did not vote on the agreed rules package, the power sharing agreement. So there were two dissenting votes, both from southern Minnesota, so mm-hmm. my B side, mm-hmm. And then the candidate from Hastings.
The representative from Hastings.
The representative. Yes, the representative from Hastings and the representative from Farmington. Mm-hmm. And it seems like maybe a promise was made to, you know, hear some of their kind of pet project, like very extreme bills. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how she secured their vote for leader. So even though, again, as I said, like these bills don't have a chance because there's zero DFL support,
yep.
there's also mm-hmm. likely mixed support over on their side of the aisle.
Yeah.
But this is the moment where they have the gavels. So if we're able to win the special election in 40B on March 11th, then the gavels will alternate between parties. We'll have to have a lot more bipartisanship if we actually want to vote things out of committee and off of the floor. But before that, they're, you know, taking this moment to tell us what their priorities are, and especially like their top 25 bills, which we did 2 years ago when we had the majority in the trifecta, and we had a kind of top 30 bills, mm-hmm. which, you know, part of that is messaging to show what your priorities are. And in our case, because we had a majority, it was also we were able to get them all over the finish line.
Right.
And so this is a little bit different because it's message only, because they can't pass. They're so extreme, and they're definitely, you know, perhaps there's some things that have a good concept, and yet the execution, I mean, there's poison pills in there that, like, we can't, you know, they're not going to become law. Mm-hmm. So instead, it's looking at what these, you know, especially the top 25 bills are to get a read on what their plan is.
Yeah,
got it. So you're still kind of all feeling each other out right now.
Oh, yes.
Yep. You're right. It is kind of first week of school.
Oh, it really is.
We're sizing each other up.
Uh-huh. And, yeah. Who are you going to sit with at lunch, and who's going to make your life hell during
lunch? Yeah.
Well, and then because we're in a new office building, and then our... I don't actually have like an office where mm-hmm. I can like close the door and take a nap. It's also just like, okay, where's the refrigerator that I put my lunch in? Because we're all just like in a cube farm on the floor, and like, okay, where's a quiet spot I could go take this Zoom meeting, or where's a spot I could meet this lobbyist or this group of four UMD students who want to talk to me because they don't have access to the building. So it's a lot of like, okay, should we meet in the Capitol by some marble pillar and they all look the same, or you know, in the kind of cafeteria of the basement of my office building, because you don't need a badge and to get swiped in. So it's just a lot of like still figuring out like how to function in this space.
Yeah, right. Manage those day-to-day logistics.
Yeah.
So what are you working on?
Oh my gosh, so much. I mean, that's the thing. It's like now the floodgates have opened and it's just like this deluge. On Monday was the day I was reminded. So I was working the entire time. We just weren't working on a budget in St. Paul with our colleagues. But because after the Supreme Court decision, the lobbyists, you know, were like, oh, well, this is all pretend. We're not going to be trying to get authors or drop bills. And they had to start over and get things rejacketed. So Monday, walking out of the chamber, I often don't walk out the kind of official like double doors at the back of the chamber. And for whatever reason, I did that. And there's just a sea of lobbyists.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I think I stopped for a second and was just like, oh, I forgot about this part. And then trying to be like, what's my path? How do I go through?
Is it like a gauntlet you got to walk?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then it's like, oh, those, there were some people like approached me. Like, I wasn't looking for them.
Yeah.
But they were clearly like, Rep. Purcell, would you get on this bill? Would you know? Blah, 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 blah. And there are some lobbyists that I work with quite extensively. Yeah. But then others who, and they're like, their job is to know all of our names and what we look like.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you know, someone will say my name, I'll be like, I don't know who you are, and what are you approaching me with? So, yes, absolutely working on, like, 15,000 things all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of things that I'm excited about. I actually haven't, I brought the bill registry, or the paper copy of all the introduced bills. Mm-hmm. This next 500 home over the weekend, so I could to look. I mean, I want to know what people are introducing, if there are things that I want to be added as an author for, and then the bills that I have dropped, now they have file numbers, so then that's how we track, you know, when this bill comes up on this committee, and when it's counterpart in the Senate comes up, and who, you know, how are these moving? So I feel like over the weekend I'm gotta work on a spreadsheet to be like, okay, the ones that do have file numbers now and have bill numbers, and be tracing those through the different paths in their committees. So a lot of the things I've been working on don't have bill numbers yet, and some of them haven't been jacketed yet, so we're still like working on language. So working with Farmers Union on a number of bills, working with Minnesota Nurses Association for a couple of bills. The League of Women Voters is supportive of a basically government transparency bill that I will have, which I'm really curious, because now there's a new committee, this government oversight and fraud committee, or something like that. It's unclear yet how that interacts with all the other agencies, because we try to look at the fraud and have that like within each of our committees too. But then now there's this like other committee. So looking at something like a government accountability and what like data practices are for like keeping public comments that happen on online listening sessions and things like that. So I don't actually know if I'll have something like before this new committee or how they're going to operate, but they do meet at 8 a.m. Monday mornings. So that's a little tricky from, for my, life and commute, but
that's a little type A to meet at 8 a.m. on Monday morning.
That's sort of the only available slot. Typically we try not to schedule meetings Monday mornings because Greater Minnesota members are like making their way to the Capitol.
That oversight agency, I don't think anyone is gonna argue with the idea of having an oversight committee like that, but this one's a little tricky. Like, is it my understanding that the Republican side has like unilateral control over it?
Yes. So that's,
what is that? I don't understand that.
That's the only committee where, if we're able to come back to a tie after the special election, that there won't be shared gavels. So they have 5 members on the committee, and they have a chair, and we have 3 members on the committee.
Okay.
That committee has subpoena power, but they need at least 6 votes to do that.
Okay.
So, you know, this feels a little like talking about government accountability and oversight while slashing certain oversight positions and provisions. I mean, it's like it's a little confounding. And then, you know, it's like, well, they're preparing for an election in 2 years and trying to give a member a gavel. So she's got all kinds of.
Yeah,
I don't know, sound bites, and so they met Monday morning, and my colleagues on the committee were a little confounded of like, doesn't seem like there's a real long list of agenda items. So what are we doing here? Yeah. How is this going?
Well, okay, with about 60 seconds left, is there anything that you wanted to talk? Or you wanted to do else? Anything else you wanted to bring up today while we're talking?
Well, so Fridays typically are my days back in district, which I did for several weeks before providing quorum. So like today, meeting with Northfield Superintendent, I'm getting a tour of the police department in City Hall in New Prague, other things like that. So just, you know, if there are particular issues folks want to approach me about, I'm in district on Fridays doing that work typically. Also, of course, Zoom, or people can come to the Capitol. So So please reach out.
What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Probably my email, rep.christie.purcell@house.mn.gov.
Hope you wrote that down, folks.
You can just look at the web. Just Google me.
If you Google Representative Christie Purcell, that's how I've always found
you. You sure will.
So, all right.
Thank you so much. We'll